Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Joburg and Rustenburg 27 this afternoon, in Malahleni and Polokwane 26, Pretoria 29. We start in the Eastern Cape, where Police Minister Senzo Mkhwanazi and National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola will attend this morning's memorial service for the victims of last weekend's Lusikisiki shooting. 18 people were killed at two homes on the same street in Ngobazana village. An investigation is currently underway into the killings, and so far one person has been taken in for questioning. Meanwhile, in light of last week's attack, the Activists and Citizens Forum has urged the government to abolish legal aid for criminal suspects. The forum claims taxpayers' money should not fund defense lawyers for violent criminals. Spokesperson Dennis Bloom argues that current policies enable increased murder rates, kidnappings and violent crimes.
President Cyril Ramaphosa and the government must know that the people of the country are traumatized and patients are running out. Nobody is safe anymore, anywhere.
The Joburg Metro Police has warned of various road closures due to the Red Bull Showrun event, which will take place in Sandton City over the weekend. Former F1 racer David Coulthard and other motorsport performers will be taking to the streets. The track is on Catherine Street between Rivonia Road and West Street. The main event has just commenced and it will conclude at approximately 5:30 this afternoon. JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fihla says several road closures have been implemented on Catherine Street.
Primary closures are on Catherine Street between Rivonia Road and West Street, with affected intersections including Catherine Street between Pybus Road and 5th Street, Catherine Street between 5th Street and West Street, Johann Street at Catherine Street, and four road closures on the day of the event will also be present at various intersections including Grayson Drive and Catherine Street.
To international news, and on the eve of the one-year anniversary of the Gaza War, Israel unleashed intense airstrikes on South Beirut. According to Lebanon's official news agency, the Hezbollah stronghold in South Beirut was hit by more than 30 strikes, which were heard across the city. Israel's military said it struck weapon storage facilities and infrastructure while taking measures to mitigate the risk of harming civilians. Israeli forces are on high alert ahead of tomorrow's anniversary of Hamas's October 7 attack. And finally, in travel news, Air Link will begin flights between Joburg and Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, starting on the 28th of March 2025. The airline, which already operates flights to Lubumbashi, sees the DRC as a significant market, highlighting Kinshasa's importance as Africa's most populous city. The service will run three times a week, enhancing travel options for passengers with connections to other regional and intercontinental destinations. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elert. Net vir die hoofnuus, die eer minister van polisie Senzo Mkhwanazi en nasionale polisiekommissaris Fani Masemola woon vanoggend die gedenkdiens vir die 18 slagoffers van laas naweek se massamoord in Lusikisiki in die Oos-Kaap by.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby,